Welcome to Voices, a podcast about people. I'm your host, David E. Bowman. In this episode, episode 6, I spend some time with Daytonian Jason Hillard. Jason is the owner of Edward Jones Investments in Wilmington, Ohio. A successful entrepreneur and a young leader, Jason is preparing to donate a kidney to a friend in need. Listen along as Jason shares his story. Jason Hillard, financial advisor with Edward Jones Investments out of Wilmington, Ohio, and Dayton, Ohio resident. Jason, how are you today?
Very good, David.
Very good to be with you. If you could, just tell people a little bit about yourself, what you do every day here in Dayton, how you came to the Dayton area, and just give everybody a quick synopsis of who Jason Hillard is.
Jason Hillard. I am up until August of 2006, a full-time resident of Athens, Ohio, born and raised in the foothills of Appalachia, went to Ohio University, got a degree in mechanical engineering, lived and worked there for a little over 3 years, and then had a job opportunity here in Dayton, and my wife and I moved over here in the fall of 06. Live in the Oregon District. Love downtown Dayton. Love Dayton. My office is in Wilmington. And love that community as well.
Very nice. Well, part of the reason why we're talking today is you've got an amazing story and one that I think really is something that should be shared with the world. You're preparing to donate your kidney to a friend in need. Now I'm an organ donor, but I'm going to be dead when that happens. Ideally, you're going to be alive,
right?
Before and after. How did you decide to do that?
Great question. The decision was easy. I presented with the opportunity to help a friend in need. There really wasn't any hesitation or much decision-making going on. Of course, you know, got the head spinning on, you know, what have I done? Should I really do this? You know, what happens in 30 years? Having never had major surgery before, of course, I've got all those things going on in my head as well. But I've accepted those as normal reactions to what I'm doing, and I'm just truly grateful to just have the opportunity to give someone that I know the gift of life, and that's pretty much it.
So, as planned, your surgery is scheduled a few days from now. How are you feeling? Nervous? Are you sleeping?
That is another very good question. Feeling great, not sleeping. Well, that's not entirely true. I am sleeping, but it's a very unrestful sleep. About all I can think about is, what does it feel like to be the one who wakes up after a surgery and to be in the hospital bed. What happens to the recipient? There's the short term thinking of the surgery, but over the long term, how does his body, you know, accept my kidney? You know, is he going to keep up with his anti-rejection medication? Are there going to be further complications as a result of the surgery or as a result of, you know, them missing something in pre-tests that would make it, you know, just not the right match? But when I go through those things, it's an unconditional gift. So, you know, whatever the outcome is, I'm going to be happy with it, and I know he'll be truly grateful. So,
what's
how does the procedure take place? What do you anticipate in terms of recovery? What types of things that you can do now will you maybe not be able to do afterwards, short term and long term?
Well, short term, surgery's taking place in the morning on Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday, and I will go in at 6 o'clock in the morning, and at 7:45, I believe, is when the surgeon will actually come in and start doing his business. So between 6 and 7:45, I think they're in the process of, you know, putting me into chill mode. giving me the forget serum so that I don't remember anything, and also the anesthesia to help with the pain of the operation. So after they get going, they'll put a couple holes in my abdomen for instruments. I don't know if that's before or after they inflate my abdomen with CO2 so that they have room to work. They'll cut a 3 to 4 inch incision so that they can remove the kidney. They'll go in, cut the arteries, cut the ureter, whatever that is that connects to your bladder.
And the tube.
The tube.
In non-medical terms.
They'll put titanium clamps where they need to put them before the cuts are made, and then they'll pull old Lefty out and put it in a sterile container and carry it over to the next room and install it in the recipient.
Wow.
Whole process takes 3 or 4 hours. Recovery time, the day of the surgery, I think I'm pretty much resting, not doing anything, not really eating anything, just mostly sleeping. Day one after surgery, they start to get me up out of bed, making short trips to the door, down the hall, around the hall, to the point they want to get me comfortable with walking, make sure that I'm able to hold my own, having come down from the anesthesia, and then they'll send me on my way.
Wow.
So.
And then in terms of long-term effects, things you have to avoid, dietary different changes you have to make, or can you just...
Well, over the next 2-3 weeks, I'll be in hard recovery, pretty much taking it easy, walking as much as I can, sleeping as much as I can, eating whatever I can. There are no dietary restrictions. Having one kidney, you know, typically kidney donors are people that are conscious about what they take in, and having only one kidney may influence you to rethink your dietary choices. And we're pretty healthy around here anyways, but I will be mindful of the fact that I've only got one little kidney working for me. So plenty of water. But no, full recovery is 4 to 6 weeks. There shouldn't be any restrictions whatsoever as far as diets, exercise, any of those things. Although I do have to give up my kickboxing career.
Well, the MMA will be devastated, I'm sure.
Because I only have one kidney.
Well, yeah.
And if they figure that out, you know, I'm a goner.
You're done. They'll go on to the right side.
Yeah.
Well, that brings me sort of my next question is, you came to this decision, and, you know, you found out about this situation. I know you're married, and your wife, Aunt Charles, is, she's another one of the most interesting people I know. What was her reaction when you said, "Hey, honey, I'm thinking about donating one of my kidneys"? What do you think?
Well, it didn't quite go that way. It actually, originally, Gabe first, Gabe is the recipient, He first started seeking out living donors at the beginning of the year. And my wife, Ann Charles, was one of the first people to get tested. Now, they only qualify three applicants at a time. So she was one, a family member, and another friend of his all went through the testing to determine whether or not they were viable donors. I had thought about doing it at that time, but because I run a young business, you know, I was a little bit fearful of, you know, leaving my business for an extended period of time. So when those three went through the process and none of them qualified, you know, that's when I made my decision to, you know, throw my hat into the ring and get tested. And actually, all three of those, I shouldn't have said that they didn't qualify. In the end, that they did, but Ann Charles was her blood matched. She was typed with him. But when they did the x-rays, they found some non-threatening calcium deposits on one of her kidneys. And so it's not a serious condition, but what happens is, you know, you take the bad kidney and you put it into a recipient that may or may not be able to deal with whatever the condition is. Or you take the kidney and her situation worsens and... So
create more problems than you solve.
Exactly. So that ruled her out. And as a result of her being someone who was willing to donate, she is fully supportive of me donating.
And what's your relationship? Gabe is the name of the recipient you mentioned. And what's your name with him? How did you come to find out about his need? And you know, how did you... then determine that you could help? And, you know, obviously you talked about that a little bit through some others that you know going through that testing, but how did you even become aware that this is an option?
Well, in answer to how I know the recipient, he is my wife works for Habitat for Humanity. And when she first started working for Habitat for Humanity, it was in Athens, Ohio, for Athens County. And that's when she and Gabe first met. They were part of the founding board that started Ohio Habitat for Humanity. And so on and off, we've known Gabe for 6 years. Of course, when we moved over to Dayton, Ann Charles continued to be involved with Habitat for Humanity and became the director for the local affiliate and now works for Habitat International. And we've continued to stay in contact with Gabe. And being a little bit closer to Gabe here, because he's in Cincinnati, we you know, started spending a little more time with him, etc. And, you know, that's when we learn more about his disease and his condition. Of late, there's been a little bit of sense of urgency. He started on dialysis about a month and a half ago. And so, you know, I'm working as hard as I can, you know, traveling to Cincinnati to get tests done and so that we can get this thing done as quickly as possible.
And with your surgery coming up, how can people show their support for you? And what I think is just an amazing act of selflessness. I think just absolutely one of the most kind and giving things that anybody that I know has done. How can people show their support? What can they do to help? Whether that's, hey, you know, send me an email or, you know, stop by, help mow the grass, whatever it might be. You know, how can people help you? Obviously, you're doing something to help someone else.
Well, you're welcome to come over and mow the grass. It's about a 2-foot by 10-foot square out front.
Maybe I'll sign up for that one.
Take you about 15 seconds. But sharing the story, I think, is the biggest thing. And I certainly appreciate your words. I am Like I said, it's an unconditional gift, and I don't, you know, I don't know if it's me or if it's people around me that drove me to be who I am, my parents, my wife, her family, what it is, but, you know, for me, I feel like anybody would do the same, you know, if they were presented with the opportunity. Before this, you know, people weren't coming up to me and asking me for kidneys, you know, and, you know, if I think about, you know, where would I be if I was put in a situation where I needed to ask somebody for a kidney, you know, and I can't imagine that's an easy thing to do. So, for me, it's just, I mean, the way that people can help me is just by sharing my story. I think recovery, I've got the loving support of my wife, my family's nearby, church, people in the neighborhood, you know, got so many great people around me that, you know, it's knowing that people are doing this is what's important to me.
Well, I absolutely wish you the best of luck in the coming days. Certainly offer my support in any way I can. And just thank you for this inspiring story and doing what you're doing. I think it's acts like that that make the world a better place. And just unbelievable. So thanks, Jason.
Thank you, David.